بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Enmity of arrogant powers towards Iran originates from Leather's anti-arrogance and colonialist spirit. This is the part of a televised speech delivered on January 9, 2022 by Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, on the anniversary of an uprising by the people of Qom on January 9, 1978.
I wish to stress that the event of January 9th in Qom and also the following events are an indication of the depth of religious belief in the people. The event took place as a result of the role played by a religious authority, who was a source of a religious knowledge. In other words, if our late Imam, may God bestow paradise on him, had not played a pivotal role as a religious authority, religious leader and revolutionary scholar, that event and other such events would not have taken place. No other person and no other movement would have been able to drive a city, then another city, followed by many other cities, and ultimately an entire nation, to such an undertaking. You know that during the time of the tyrannical rule of the Pahlavis, hundreds of great personalities from different political orientations, some or many of whom were revolutionary people from leftist, rightist, Marxist and other orientations, were threatened, imprisoned, tortured, hanged and insulted. But these people's moves did not bring about any changes. They were unable to influence the social life of the people in any way. But when they wrote a few lines against our magnanimous Imam in a newspaper, it led to the great event in Qom.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
This means that the event of January 9th is greatly linked to religious authorities, religious scholars, religion, and religious matters. And I tell you that most of the important events that have taken place over the past 150 years in our country are like this. As far as I remember, in almost all historical and social events during which the people entered the arena and were able to achieve a certain result, a religious source was involved. One who was brave and knew about political developments. For example, concerning the issue of tobacco, the leader was Mirza Shirazi. Regarding the constitutional movement, the leaders were the religious authorities in Najaf and the great scholars in Tehran, Tabriz, Isfahan, and other cities.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.